With us this morning, we have Ms. Jen Hutchison and Ms. Alicia Caperton. Jen is from our Taney County Clerk. Alicia is from the Taney County Assessor's Office. Who would like to start the presentation with what you have for us this morning on the erroneous assessments?
Yes, we have the 213483 and 213500 for the erroneous.
213483. When we had that one before, I believe it was noted there was a letter to where that the customer had approached the assessor's office in 2020, 21, 22.
It should be right in your...
It is?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And am I looking incorrectly? The year that you're requesting is just for 2023?
I've also put in for, because we put them as paid abatements, they may have come through differently because of how we had to do that.
Thank you.
So will be covering the 21, 22, and 23, correct?
Only 21 and, yes, 21, 22, and 23.
Correct.
Thank you for that. And then abatement number 213500.
That was the one for new structure. This has been abated back to 2022 regular taxes before new construction?
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Is there any further questions?
No.
Good.
Call those Exhibit A, and I move to approve Exhibit A for... I think what today's date is.
12/18/2023.
Thank you.
I have a motion and I'll second that. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The next section we have would be for number 213506, clerical error. Any explanation on this one other than what it's just?
So when we do this, we actually fill out a form. This is for a billboard. We fill out a form, and whatever that form brings it to is what it should be at. Not sure what happened with the system. When we went back in, it looked like it had calculated some weird number, and I don't know why we didn't catch it, but it also did not generate an impact card for some reason, which it should have done. And so they were not aware of it until the bill came through.
So just a clerical error.
It was just a clerical error.
I move to approve abatement number 213506.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next is the paid abatements.
Yeah, these would be personal property. I only see one of them.
One name, but two different abatement numbers. This goes back to our first one that we did.
This one I honestly don't know anything about because Rhonda put this in.
I believe it's the one we just...
The repaid abatements.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Cooney for the
yes,
B for...
as well as the other
in our book,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was abatement number 213504 and 505.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm calling those Exhibit C. And I move to approve Exhibit C for December the 18th, 2023.
I'll second that. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next one, we have abatement number 300883. This is personal property, paid abatement.
And you have a copy of the paid receipt where they paid in another county.
They paid in Douglas County.
I move to approve abatement number 300883.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you. That is our last order of business down here this morning. We are scheduled for Road and Bridge Roundtable. It was at 9:30 a.m. I have 10:09 a.m. We will be in recess.